Hello and welcome to Divine Essence Podcast, where awakening women rediscover their sacred nature and embark on an inspired life of happiness and purpose. I appreciate you taking the time to join us. I am Corianka, Inca High Priestess and Sacred Healer Guide. We get together the first Tuesday of the month. This is Season 2, Create a Strong Foundation, Episode 3, Life Review. Today we're going to talk about doing a life review, something fundamental to start the journey of healing and life transformation. And later on, I'll tell you how you can take this further. I have created some wonderful opportunities for you to go deeper. Then we'll pray together and I'll send divine light to you. You see, when I started my journey of life, healing and transformation, I was very lonely, living by myself in a small rural village. I didn't have family or friends to lean on, and I was emotionally wounded, grieving the end of my first marriage. Other than at work, I had almost no interaction with people. And even though this might sound awful to you, having many hours and entire days to be all by myself at home was one of the greatest gifts I received in my whole life. Sure, it could have gone either way. I could have fallen into a more severe depression since I didn't have much of a support system. I wasn't receiving medical treatment for it, and I felt so lonely. But I chose to use the time I had by myself to go within in silence and do an honest life review. Yes, that's what I did. Instead of hiding from myself, creating a false story, or trying to forget the painful episodes of my life to move on, pretending that I was okay, I went back in time to review in detail those events with the persistence of a private investigator. I asked myself some critical questions to uncover the truth. To see clearly, I knew that I needed to be aware and conscious of how I had contributed to the drama. I needed to understand also where the other people involved were coming from. Otherwise, how could I forgive myself? How could I forgive them? How could I ever make peace with the past? This is what I want to invite you to do. Get curious. Don't be afraid of doing a life review. There is so much to gain from being brave and going to those tough places where hidden treasures are waiting to be discovered. If bringing back the memory of life events that you labeled as negative made you feel in any way uncomfortable and brought back emotions, that tells us that the way you felt back then, I mean the anger, the resentment, the shame, or fear, or whatever else you felt back then, has remained with you, even if this happened years ago. You've been carrying this heavy burden, and it's very likely that it's been affecting you, even if you were not aware of it. When a wound is healed, the memory of the event that caused it doesn't bring back any heavy emotions or discomfort. You remember without any negative emotional charge. It no longer affects you that way. You remember the event with gratitude, compassion, and love. But it's very common to unknowingly hold on to trauma, heavy energy, and wounds from the past. We think that those events no longer affect us because we forget about them and get distracted by everyday stuff, but commonly, they remain hidden in our subconscious mind. Did you know that the wounds caused by those life events remain hidden in our physical and energy bodies too? Yes, it happens way too often. You have no idea how many women I have worked with who needed help with releasing the heavy energy stored in their physical and energy bodies. That's why we seem to face the same kind of blocks time and time again. When you look back on your life and get to the bottom of the issue, for instance, not having the partner you want, struggling in any area of your life, not feeling satisfied with yourself, or your life. you will find that there was some time in the past, often in your childhood, a life event that caused the original wound that has been affecting you since then, making that wound even deeper and more painful, especially when someone or a new life event triggers the wound. You feel the pain that you have kept in you for years all over again, plus the pain caused by this new life event. That's why I cannot stress enough how important it is to do a life review and identify with total honesty what hasn't been working. Getting honest and clear about what needs to be let go of, about what needs to be transformed, and what needs healing is an essential step to heal your life and set yourself free from those old stories. There is no way around it. Those wounds need healing. They just don't disappear by themselves. If you don't deal with them, they stay and keep on hurting. The more aware you are of how those events from the past have been affecting you, the more prepared you will be to heal them and let them go with more ease. I have created a bonus audio visualization that you can use to start getting in touch with life events that you are ready to heal. This is where the way you relate to that life event starts to shift. Take advantage of this bonus visualization, my gift to you. It's going to open up the doors for you to the journey of healing and life transformation. Get your bonus at alturasspiritualjourneys.com/essence. You will find the link in this episode's description. And if you are feeling ready to unload the heavy energy from the past and heal the wounds caused by past life events, it means that the time has come to set yourself free from them. It's time to get the assistance and guidance that you need to navigate the healing process successfully. You can count on me to guide you. I specialize in creating a sacred healing container for awakening women and taking them by the hand on the most profound healing and life transformational journey within, with the same ancient indigenous medicine of my ancestors, on the ceremonial immersion and spiritual mentoring sacred retreat taking place from November 8th to the 14th in Cusco, Peru. This is an opportunity for a small group of women ready for a fresh new start. And you are invited to come with us. Visit alturasspiritualjourneys.com/immersion-program for details. And select the best time to have an interview call with me on my Alturas Spiritual Journey Simply Book Me online calendar. If this sacred immersion is calling you, find the link to the immersion and to my online calendar in the description section for this episode. Let's pray now for our past to bless our present and future. After the prayer, stay with me in a state of receiving. I will send divine light to you while I play background music, holding our prayer intentions in my heart. Take a deep breath. One more. And one more time. Stretch your body from head to toe, relaxing your muscles. Gently move your head. Now your neck, shoulders, then your arms. Keep on gently moving, stretching your body all the way to your feet. Make sure you're comfortable sitting or lying down with palms up in the receiving position. Divine Spirit of Love and Light, Pachamama Amorosa, Spirits of the Sacred Mountains of the Andes and beyond, Apukunas, Spirits of the Plants, Wise Grandparents that walk on this earth Inca grandparents. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for being present with us during this prayer. Energies of love and light, wise grandparents, you know your granddaughters well. You have been with us even before we were born. You have witnessed our lives, every chapter of our lives, anything we might have experienced. You know what's in our hearts, what kind of pains and wounds we might be carrying around. I know that you do care and that you love us so dearly. And I know how, with your great power and wisdom, you're always ready to support us and bring your healing medicine to our lives. My prayer, grandparents, is that you assist my sister right here praying with us today, so that she can receive your support, she can be open to connecting with you, Spirit of Divine Love and Light, and may she be willing and with open heart allow for your presence in her life and receiving what is meant to be the medicine for her. I pray for her and for every person out there who's been suffering, feeling stuck and fulfilled and happy with herself or what her life has turned out to be. And I ask that you put an end to that suffering, that together with her, you do co-create the healing that she is meant to receive in any way that is in alignment for her. I ask at this time that you assist her in having the courage to do a life review, to start right there, to connect deeply with herself, her life, and with gentleness be able to accept what happened in the past, that with love and compassion, she's able to see things for what they are, without any judgment, without any harshness, without any regrets. May there only be love and compassion for herself and everyone involved in her heart, and may she be able to do the healing, to seek the guidance, to receive the support, to create a new life for herself, free from those woundings, free from any consequences that might be painful for her from past life events. I pray for her freedom, for her joy to be the new norm in her life. Beloved grandparents, thank you for your support, your love, and for listening to our prayers and walking by our side, taking care of us, and for love and guidance that you offer to my sister. May you always be with her. May the divine light and love always protect her. And may she grow stronger Thank you, grandparents. Thank you, divine spirits of love and light. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Ari. Remain with me now. I will send divine light to you. Now take a deep breath. Once again, and one more time. If you like Divine Essence Podcast, get the bonus resources I have for you. go to alturasspiritualjourneys.com/essence to download this episode's free bonus, access the growing library of Divine Essence bonus materials, and be a part of the Alturas Spiritual Journeys community to never miss free bonuses, news, and more. Thanks for listening. This has been Corianka on Divine Essence. See you the first Tuesday of the month.